There will be a total of 4 interest rate hikes this year. That news from the Federal Reserve, which raised its benchmark rate a quarter of a percentage point yesterday to 2%. Here's Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
The main takeaway is that the economy is doing very well. Most people who want to find jobs are finding them, and unemployment and inflation are low.
Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News, joins us now. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
So the chair, Jerome Powell, also said the economy is in great shape, which is kind of unusual language for a Fed chair.
It is, yeah, very much an optimistic presentation from him yesterday. And they basically signaled that they're going to probably raise interest rates another 2 times this year after raising the federal funds rate to a top range of 2% yesterday. So it basically, the economy is doing well enough that they believe it can withstand a gradual increase in interest rates.
And that means 4 rate hikes total this year. In March, they said there would only be 3.
Right. So getting a little bit more aggressive with the rate hikes. And obviously, you know, it's important to understand the thinking for why they do this. They don't want the economy to get sort of too hot. Unemployment rate is very low right now. And the inflation rate is starting to move up. It's right near their sort of target at 2%. And so by moving interest rates up, the thinking is that inflation won't get out of control and the job market won't get so hot that it sort of feeds into the inflation.
What about the housing market? I looked and the average 30-year fixed rate mortgage yesterday was 4.76%. That's up from 4.7% last week, up from 4.66% in May. So mortgage rates slowly climbing. What does this rate hike mean, or these continued rate hikes? What are they going to mean for the housing market?
Well, you know, it's important to sort of understand what exactly this rate is that the Fed's talking about. The Fed funds rate is the interest rate that banks charge each other for a quick loan that a bank might need to maintain its required reserves. But it has a very profound influence on interest rates throughout the economy. So, interest rates are creeping higher at about, like you said, 4.5% to 4.75%. So far, the housing market seems like it's doing fine, even though these rates are creeping higher. There is still enough demand to keep the housing market afloat.
And what about other kinds of borrowing, car loans, credit cards, et cetera?
Yeah, so they all tend to be influenced by this federal funds rate, not necessarily after the rate is lifted. A lot of times the credit markets realize this is coming and they adjust along the way. But over the course of time, obviously, when the Fed is on a tightening cycle like it is now where it's raising rates, the rest of the interest rates across the economy will tend to follow it on the way up.
And we're talking about a 2% federal funds rate. Now, we should remember that before the financial crisis, it was around 5%. And in the early 80s, it was at 19%.
Right. So it's now back to where it was in 2008 when it was on its way down to about zero. But you're right. 2007, it was over 5%. So still very what the Fed would probably call accommodative to the financial system. It's very stimulative to have rates this low to, help companies get the money they need to expand.
Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.